This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Oh, what a privilege and an honour it is to bring you these special daily devotionals. I mentioned this a little bit earlier on, but you can turn now to Revelation, the 20th chapter, and we're going to look from verse 4. That's Revelation, the 20th chapter. Revelation is the very final book of the Bible. If you're stuck and not sure where it is, it's right at the very end. The 20th chapter and verse 4, and it says this. Then I saw thrones, and the people sitting on them had been given the authority to judge. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their testimony about Jesus and for proclaiming the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or his statue, nor accepted his mark on their forehead or their hands. They all came to life again, and they reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Now, this particular verse has caused some controversy. That is for sure, because what John is saying here in his revelation, in the vision that he saw, he says, and I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their testimony about Jesus. And therefore, people think, well, they're the only ones then, those that have been beheaded. Well, if you look at what Matthew Henry says, he talks about suffering for the Lord Jesus Christ. He talks about suffering. Here is an account of the reign of the saints. For the same space of time as Satan is bound, those who suffer with Christ shall reign with him in his spiritual and heavenly kingdom in conformity to him in his wisdom, righteousness, and holiness. You see, it's about suffering as well. But there's another word in there that everyone seems to forget. Look at what it says. It's the word and. It's that word and. Such a tiny little word, but with such huge, huge, huge meaning, if you will. It says, I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their testimony about Jesus, and for proclaiming the word of God, the testimony of Jesus, and proclaiming the word of God. That's really important. Because you see, as Christians, this is what we do. We tell our friends, we tell our neighbors, we talk to anyone who wants to listen to us to say, yes, I'm a Christian, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, what's that all about? And you begin to share the gospel with people. You are sharing the gospel, beloved. You are proclaiming the word of God. Every time you open your mouth to someone and tell them that you're a Christian and you give them your testimony. You see, Revelation, the third chapter. Hang on, no. Revelation, the 12th chapter and the 11th verse says something significant with regard to testimony. They overcame him, and I'm paraphrasing, I've not turned to it. They overcame him, they mean Satan, by the blood of the Lamb, and by what? By the word of their testimony. That is testifying to what God Almighty has done for you in your life. Oftentimes people say to me, but David, God hasn't done much for me at all. Pardon? Well, no, he hasn't. He hasn't done that much for me at all. You've just said the word much. In other words, God has done something for you. What has God done for you? Well, I don't have a testimony. I don't have a testimony as such. Yes, you do. And the testimony that you can declare is that Jesus Christ revealed himself to you because you accepted him as your Lord and Savior. Can I get an amen? And can I get a hallelujah? That is so vital. But there's more in this. There's more in this verse. They had not worshipped the beast or his statue, nor accepted his mark on their forehead or their hands. They all came to life again, and they reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Beloved, this is so important in these end times. In the first hour, I brought you that message that already people are looking into giving you some sort of a mark, some sort of an implant, and they're doing it because of security and because of fraud, etc., etc., etc. The problem is, it's veiled in deceit. They don't know what they're doing. But eventually, they will. For if you receive the mark of the beast, either on your forehead or on your arm, you are receiving it, and you are doomed. And there's nothing, nothing that can be done for you. You have to say no. That is why these end times are so important. That is why in these end times you need to stay so close to Almighty God. And what is this message about the mark of the beast, David, all about? I'll tell you in just one word. And that word is trust. Why am I saying that? Quite simply this. Because the Bible tells us that unless you have the mark of the beast, you will not be able to buy or sell anything. That means when you go to the store to buy food, you won't be able to. Why? Because you haven't got the mark of the beast. And to get the mark of the beast, you're going to need to say yes to that, and then you can buy stuff. But hey, if you take the mark of the beast, you're doomed. So what is there left for you to do? I'll tell you, you have to trust in Almighty God. That is what you have to do. You have to trust in Almighty God and His wisdom and His assurance and His promises for you. For He says, nothing will harm you. He says to you, I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you, and I will be with you until the very end of the age. Jesus said those words for a reason. The reason he said those words are because if you are alive at the end of the age and the mark of the beast has happened and the Antichrist is on his despicable throne, you have a choice. You can say no. And you can say yes to Jesus. And by now, you know that you know that you know that following the mark of the beast and following the Antichrist is wrong. And you know the net result if you do that. You have been warned, and therefore, all you need to do is say to the Lord, yes, I will trust you, even to the very end of the age. I know this. I know this, that if people have to have the mark of the beast and I am still alive, I will never get that mark on my forehead or my hand. I will never do it, but I will just trust as I do now. Trust in Almighty God for provision, for food, and I'll tell you this much, I would rather starve and die than receive the mark of the beast on my forehead or my arm. And if necessarily, I will starve and I will die, for I will go to glory to be with my Lord. There's a beautiful text in the Bible that simply says this: be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. If you've got a post-it note, I want you to write that text on your fridge. Write it in your desk. Write it everywhere. Put it all over your house. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Being faithful unto death by not having this mark on your wrist or on your forehead. Being faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ and saying, Lord, I will follow you through anything, for I know you are with me. Being faithful unto death to that point means quite simply this: he will give you a crown of life. And my heart is now thinking about those wonderful Christians in Iraq and those wonderful Christians in Pakistan who have died because of their faith. They have said, no, I will not renounce Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I will follow him to the end. And they have lost their lives because of it. Many, many, many millions have done that. And I will be the same. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Do not accept the mark of the beast. And know this, that Jesus Christ, your Savior, is with you now and forevermore, to the very end of the age. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done in our lives. And we give you the honor, and we give you the glory, and the power that is due your name. Come into our lives now, Lord Jesus, and make us brand new as we worship you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen and amen. And if you agree with this message, just say yes and amen now. Yes and amen. Yes and amen. And amen.